Hola, it is Fabi here, and let me tell you something that I've really noticed about the most successful experts that I know. These are people who never, ever chase clients. The right people arrive pre-sold, ready to invest, already convinced before the first conversation even happens. And most experts assume that that's because they have better marketing, like maybe they have bigger audiences, more visibility. The reality is that it's not. I've watched experts with massive following struggle to convert, and experts with modest visibility have a constant flow of premium clients showing up ready to work. The difference is not in their marketing or their visibility, it's actually in their relationship architecture. The experts who never chase clients have built something intentional that most experts out there have never even thought about. And that's exactly what's creating your revenue ceiling. Now, if you are an established expert, you're a thought leader, you're a consultant, you're a coach, or somebody who's already built something pretty significant in your business, you already know, obviously, that relationships really matter. You've gotten referrals, you've experienced how easily they are to convert. You understand intuitively that your best clients often come from somebody who knew you from somebody else. But here's what you've probably never done. You've never built that intentionally. And to be really honest with you, that was me. For years, I let it all happen by accident, randomly, whenever it happened, because since I had built my business and my marketing in such a strong way, you know, I had funnels and systems and processes, I didn't feel the need to create partnerships and referrals and build really strong relationships. I felt like it wasn't scalable, when the reality is that I've learned that that's not really true. So what I have discovered instead is that what is needed is to architect the system that makes your relationships reliable instead of kind of random. This is what I've been secretly obsessing about this entire year and what this episode is about. So let's start with why referrals work so well in the first place. When somebody refers you to somebody else, three things have already happened before you ever speak. Trust has been really transferred because the person arrives believing in you because someone they respect basically vouched for you, so that makes it easier. Context has been provided because they already understand what you do and why that matters. And ultimately, credibility has been established because you're not just a stranger that they found online. You're that person that has been recommended, right? Like that true recommended authority. So by the time that the conversation actually happens, you're not convincing anybody. You're confirming what they already believe. That's why referral conversations feel kind of effortless because the selling already happened through that relationship that you've built with this other person. I mean, you want to think about the difference between buying a concert ticket and getting a backstage pass, right? With the ticket, you're like one of thousands, you're waiting in line, you're at a distance, you're anonymous. With a backstage pass instead, somebody vouched for you. So you're brought in personally, you're treated as somebody who's special, who basically honestly kind of belongs there. The whole experience is very different because of how you are arrived. So referred clients arrive essentially with a backstage pass. They're skipping the line. They are skipping the skepticism. They're skipping the let me think about it phase because somebody they trust already walked them through that door in a very, very simple way. So what I have found obviously is that referrals convert because the relationship does the selling before you have ever even spoken. But there's a trap that a lot of people fall into. They know referrals work and so they wait for them to happen. Some months, three people show up. Other times, maybe none. So you don't have real control over the volume or the timing or the quality. And you're running a business on hope, and hope is not a strategy, especially when you're really trying to scale past a revenue ceiling. And so if your marketing is not converting and you're only depending on referrals and referrals are not coming, that's very hard. But the experts who never chase clients didn't get lucky with referrals. They built a system that generates them predictably because the truth is that relying on referrals to happen randomly is the thing that's keeping you capped, but building them intentionally is what ultimately is going to break that ceiling. So here's what I've really discovered over the past year. Most experts think of networking as one undifferentiated thing. You're going to events, you're meeting people, you hope something comes out of it. But strategically, relationship architecture has structure. It has tiers, and each tier plays a very different role. So what I have found is that there are three types of relationships that are here to send you pre-sold clients, and most experts are missing all three. I was missing all three until I discovered this and I developed it for myself. So the first tier is basically made up of strategic connectors. These are people who, because of who they know or who they are, they can send you high-level clients directly. So I have somebody in my world like this whose name is George. George is connected to exactly the kind of people that I serve. When he meets somebody who needs what I do, he doesn't even hesitate. He just makes the introduction. So one connector like George can be worth more than 10,000 followers on your Instagram or on your LinkedIn, because he's not just sending you browsers, he's sending you pre-qualified, pre-sold, ready-to-invest clients who arrive through a lot of trusted introduction. The reality is that one strategic connector can channel more premium clients than an entire content strategy and ad strategy. The second tier is audience partners. Now, these are people who have built an audience of the exact people that you want to serve and who are willing to promote your work to them. So this is another layer or tier that I have really focused on a lot in the past year and a half, who serve people that are similar to my clients. And when they promote my work to their people, those intros carry their credibility. So it's ultimately borrowed trust at scale. Instead of trying to build relationships with thousands of strangers one by one, you're building one relationship with somebody who already has those thousands of people. And then the final tier is complementary experts. And these are amazing. These are people whose work naturally feeds into yours. Your expertise picks up where there's leaves off. I have relationships like this where the work that they do is creating a natural need for the work that I do, and the work that I do is creating a natural need for theirs. So their clients become my clients organically because the handoff makes complete sense. You're not competing with them. You're basically just complementing each other. When you build relationships with complementary experts, you're creating this natural pipeline where your clients are flowing to you when they're ready for what you offer. So you're not fighting for the same resource. You're, in a way, creating an exchange where everybody's work is amplifying everybody's work, right? Everybody's winning, ultimately. Now, the truth is that the right relationship architecture isn't about competition. It's about building an ecosystem where premium clients are flowing naturally to where they belong. But before I show you exactly how I built this architecture intentionally, and this is the part that actually changes everything for you, I want to ask you for a quick favor. If this is shifting how you think about your business, make sure that you subscribe and turn on notifications. I release new episodes every single week, breaking down exactly how to help established experts build platforms and systems that make them basically impossible to overlook. You don't want to miss what's coming next. So make sure that you subscribe, you tap on the little bell, and let's get into the part that most experts never figure out. So how do you actually build this on purpose instead of just waiting for it to happen? So I'm going to show you three things that you can do that work really well. And one of the most powerful relationship building tools available that almost never people use strategically is being a guest on somebody's podcast. Now, this isn't about just the audience exposure, which can be very meaningful, but it's about the relationship that you can build with the host. When you're a guest, you spend 45 minutes to an hour in a genuine conversation with somebody who is an audience and a network. You're showing up the way that you think, you're building this real rapport, and you become somebody that they know, that they like, and they trust. And hosts introduce their guests to their networks all the time. So the episode is essentially the excuse, but the relationship ultimately is the point. So don't just pursue podcast appearances just for downloads, but pursue them for the connectors, the audience partners, and the complementary experts that you're able to meet through these guests or these hosts. I found that podcast guesting isn't just a visibility play, it's a relationship building play disguised as one. Here's a play now that builds connector relationships faster than anything else. You want to become the person who actually makes valuable introductions. When you connect to people who can help each other with no expectation of anything in return, you become somebody that's worth knowing. You become a giver in a world full of takers. And so what ends up happening is that the people that you connect remember it. They want to reciprocate. They want to find ways to bring people to your world. This is what I've become obsessed with, and I've built this entire directory and system around this because I am enjoying so much being able to connect people to each other and being able to send them over and being like, ooh, you need to talk to this person or you need to talk to that person. And what happens when you're getting into the habit of connecting people with others is that every day you wake up with an email from somebody connecting you to somebody else, somebody who is a complimentary expert, somebody who's an audience partner, somebody who could be potentially a client or who can connect you to a client. So this isn't just about posting and praying. You're not chasing. You're not hoping that the algorithm blesses you. You've now built this web of relationship that consistently channels the right people to you. That's what the experts who never chase clients have actually built. Not better marketing, but better architecture. Now, here's the thing that I have to be really, really honest about. You can build the most beautiful relationship architecture in the world. Like, you've built the best system. But if your messaging is generic, those referrals are still not going to convert into high ticket clients, because when a connector sends somebody to your website and your content and what they found sounds like every other expert in your space, those pre-sold advantages start to evaporate, right? That relationship that opened the door is like closing right now. So your messaging ultimately is the thing that is going to close that door. That's going to make them come in, actually. So if you want to make sure that when the right people arrive, they immediately see why you're the only one, I want you to book a free 15-minute brand message assessment with me. And in 15 minutes, I'm going to show you where you're losing pre-sold clients into your business, what your intellectual positioning needs to be so that referrals convert at premium levels, and how to make sure that the doors your relationships open actually lead to enrollment. So go to brandmessagesession.com or find the description or the link underneath this episode, and make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify, and find me everywhere at Fabi Paolini, and I will see you on next week's episode. Bye.